On Thursday night, we had 7 young disciples right here for our new junior youth group. And we have now had already 11 different kids come to that junior youth group. 2 of them this week were brand new. They had never been to this church or any church in their lives. But they heard about our junior youth group and they came for the fun and for the lessons that we give them here. We start our junior youth group in something that is a little bit like worship. We have a message, we read scripture, we do some singing and dancing. And during that worship time, they made a great list of things that they hoped for, just like we did now. They hoped for things like healing, happiness for everyone on earth, not just for themselves, and for a good, safe, and successful school year. We talked about how those are good examples of things to hope for. Because they are beneficial to the body and the soul, they're thinking about other people. They're not just hoping about physical, tangible things. And then we transitioned to talking about some examples of some silly things that we tend to get stuck in hoping for. And potentially some mistakes that we make when we're hoping and praying for things. And we all make those mistakes, right? Have you ever hoped and prayed for something that if you really thought about it, you would say that it really probably doesn't matter very much? It happens. It's an easy habit to get into, but did your hoping ever make you feel like you were spoiled? Like the things that you were hoping and praying for were what they called first world things. Right? I want more of this. I want a better house, a better car, something better than what I have right now, instead of being thankful and grateful for what I have, hoping and praying for better and for more. So has your hoping ever made you feel spoiled? Well, as the baby of my family, and as the only boy, and as my grandfather's clear favorite, I wouldn't know anything about being spoiled. But yes, I myself have hoped for some very silly things. Many of you know that I'm a huge Yankee fan. Can you believe that some people think Yankee fans are spoiled? I don't know what that's about. 27 championships, always in the playoffs. Enough money to buy any player they could ever dream of having. I was born in 1988. So I'll admit, it's been a great 31 years to be a Yankee fan. There have been some really good moments in my life as a Yankee fan. But I also enjoy watching fans of other teams celebrate wins. In Chicago, they waited 108 years for the Cubs to win the World Series. They hoped for 108 years for just one. Philadelphia Eagles fans waited 52 years for their team to win the Super Bowl. Sherry and I watched it from Disney World. And we saw the joy in the eyes of the people who were there for the parade to see Nick Foles drive by them the next day. They hoped for just one. But what happens when you get that one? You want number 2. And when you get number 2, you want number 3. And when you want get number 3, you want number 4. Here I am, hoping equally hard that the Yankees will win number 28 this year. Perhaps we hope for things too often that really don't matter, and not enough for the things that do matter. Perhaps we hope for things that don't matter because we know that the biggest hope in history has come. Think about the Hebrews before 2,000 years ago. They were waiting for a savior. They were waiting for their slavery to sin to come to an end. They had real big things to hope for. They probably didn't have much time to hope for the little silly things. And so I've wondered every once in a while, as sometimes people are in my office wrestling with these issues, if Living in a time after Jesus came has made us spoiled. And just to imagine what it would have been like to live before the Savior came. The Hebrews hoped for thousands of years that their Savior would come. We live in a world where that has happened. And we are so fortunate to live in the time and place that we do. But that doesn't mean that we can take it for granted. We have to let the world know that that hope has come. I know it's not Christmas, but perhaps not Christmas is the best time to talk about this hope, because so many things are going on around December that it's hard to really focus on individual messages because so many messages are coming into our minds. So here we are, September 1st. Let's talk about Christmas and what it really means, about that hope. And that's what Christmas is really about. It's about hope coming into the world. It's not about a particular present under the tree. It's not about personal wealth or power. The kind of hope that Jesus brings is far greater than any of those. So while we have to be careful about the focus of our hope, that doesn't mean, though, that we have to be shy and timid about our hope. So yes, we have to be careful about what we hope for. But when we find the things that are worth hoping for, hope big, pray big, because nothing is too big for God. This is the final week of our VBS sermon series, and Catherine's going to come up here one more time now to teach you about what she learned at VBS this year on day 5. If you haven't met him yet, this is Zippy, and he was our mascot for this year's VBS, and Catherine's going to take it away. I have to derobe. It's a good thing I'm not wearing pajamas.
Day 5 of VBS this year was about the hope of Christ that Rev told you about. All of the 5 themes Rev and I have preached about are included in our scripture verse for VBS week and was part of what Ms. Haynes read for us today. How do you say it? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by God's power and work within us. That's why we have hope. First, our hope from God, who will never let us down. Second, like Rev said, God is able to do more than we could ever think of. So let's hope and pray big. And finally, God's power is inside of all of us. We have the power to bring hope into our houses, into our classrooms, and into our jobs. I have loved coming up here every week and talking to you, and I hope Rev will invite me to do it again real soon. Let's go beyond with hope. So the last day was go beyond with hope.
All right. One more time.
Go beyond with hope.
Okay. Thank you. Catherine did a great job these 5 weeks, didn't she? Friends, what do you think it looked like when Jesus came? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about, what if I was one of the shepherds? What would I have seen? What would I have heard? What would it have been like to be the first outside of the manger to find out that this miraculous hope has come into the world? They had probably prayed and hoped for the Savior to come. But they likely never imagined that God would send an angel to them, right there in the middle of the field, to give them the news that what they had hoped for had come. Can you imagine what it would have been like to be Mary or Joseph? Mary and Joseph likely prayed that God's Messiah would come, but surely they never imagined that they would be the parents of the Son of God. The prophets taught people to pray and hope big. The prophets did not prophesy little tiny things that wouldn't make much of a difference in anybody's life. The prophets talked about big, huge events that brought hope and love to the world. They prophesied hundreds of things that Jesus would actually come to do. Not little things, but healing the blind, making the lame walk, saving the entire world. These are not little things. These are big things. How many people missed it? The days that Jesus walked the earth. How many people missed it because it was too big and too grand for them to believe? How many people saw Jesus walking right in front of them, but because they didn't hope or pray big enough, they didn't realize who he was? How many in the world today still hope and pray too small? How many people in the world today hope and pray so small that if God came right in front of them, they wouldn't notice or they wouldn't believe it? 2,000 years ago, God sent Jesus to show the world that hope. Today, God sends us. When we follow God's call to go and preach this good news to people, that is God sending hope into their lives. The best thing to do is live by example. If we pray small and hope small, others will see us, and they will pray small and hope small too. But if we go above and beyond in hope, and hope and pray big things, because nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is too big for God. Nothing is something that God can't handle. Then people will see us, and they will hope and pray big too. Go above and beyond in hope, because you can never hope too big for our awesome God. Amen. Friends, as we prepare for our offering,